studio now. I'm joined by Donna Corcoran from Citizens Information. And Donna, we had some queries in from listeners about pensions. I think we've probably covered most of them already.
But it's a common one. I think we do generally talk about it two or three times a year.
But we're a community radio station, so we have to do what the community told us. Now, it started off, the initial question came from a woman. She is a stay-at-home mum, was a stay-at-home mum. She hasn't worked for 40 years, so she doesn't have contributions as such. And she wanted to know, is she entitled to a pension, or what does she do? She's 62 at the moment, so she's starting to
think. She's 62. Okay, fair enough. She's 62. Okay. Everybody in the land is entitled to a pension, but it depends on, then you talk about either it's a contributory pension or a non-contributory. So they are the two state pensions. Contributory, you'd have to have paid stamps, you have to be working and paying an A stamp and plenty of contributions, minimum 10 years. If this lady is 62 and she hasn't worked in 40 years, she probably hasn't got the 10 year minimum before she was a stay at home mom.
Yeah, no, she would have been 22 the last time she...
Yeah, she wouldn't have... And generally, you can only start counting contributions from the age of 16. So at best, she might have had 8 years if she worked 8 years from 16 to 22. So I'm assuming, no, she's not going to be able to go for the contributory pension. So she has a choice. She can go for the non-contributory pension, which is means-tested, and you have to send in your bank statements and they look at what other income you have. If she's a single lady and there's no spouse's pension or a spouse's income, then she'll have no problem getting the non-contributory pension, which currently maximum is 219 a week. The other choice she has, if she's married, her husband, she could go as a qualified adult on his pension. So if he had a contributory pension, she could go onto his pension and get a payment through him, and sometimes it can be slightly higher. So it depends what the husband's pension is. So see if I can give you an idea. If her husband was, say, he was working 40 years and he has full contributions, he would be getting the maximum contributory pension of 230.30 a week. And when she gets to 66, she would get 206 as his qualified adult. Or she can apply for her own non-contributory, be means tested and get 219 maximum, depending on how the means work out. So not to panic, she will get a pension. Oh God, don't panic. Everybody in the land will get a pension. And then it just knuckles down to which one you're entitled to.
Yeah, and some of them are means tested. Now, we've a lot of queries here. We probably won't get through them all, but I will mention quickly, a CE worker wanted to know, when you're on a CE scheme, your employer, so to speak, pays PRSI contributions. And he wants to know, do those contributions entitle him to a pension?
Yes.
I think that's what
CE is considered, it's a type of employment, and they pay an A stamp. So you can check your pay slip, but you should be paying an A. Now, it could be AO or AX. Doesn't matter, once it's an A stamp. A stamp entitles you to full benefits. That's pension, illness benefit, maternity, job seekers. It's the same as if you're in full-time employment. As long as it's an A stamp, you're covered. All the A stamps will add up when you go for your pension at 66 or 67 or 68. I will discuss that as well, the pension ages.
That's
another question. But don't panic. CE workers do pay an A stamp, check your pay slip and you're fine.
Okay. Carers, the woman caring for her daughter for the last 20 years. She was under the impression that she'll automatically qualify. Is this true or...?
No. It's not automatic. If it really depends on what payment you were on before you went on to carers. Like if you're getting a carer's allowance, or are you getting a carer's benefit, or have you been at home, not worked for 10 years and then just started caring for someone. It really depends what you were doing before you started caring.
Yeah, the question,
it's not automatic.
Yeah.
If you gave up work to care for somebody and you're getting carer's allowance or carer's benefit, yes, you're awarded credits. You also are awarded credits if you're not getting one of those payments, but you're on carer's leave from work. So if you gave up work, then you were by default paying a stamp before you started on the carers, or maybe within a year of going on to the carers allowance or carers benefit, then you're getting a credit. But if you were at home, not working outside of the home, not getting a payment of any sort, and just started caring for someone on getting carers allowance, no, it's not automatic that you get a credit.
Okay. And how would a person go about finding out? How would that woman there, I believe there is a site, that woman wanted to find out
what's happening to her PRSI history. Absolutely. Yeah, there's PRSI records. They're in Ardavan in Buncrana, County Donegal. I can give you the two phone numbers. I'll give them to you now and I'll give them to you again at the end. So you can contact them. There's a Dublin number at 471-5898. It's PRSI records, Department of Social Protection. Or there's a local number, 1890. 690-690. You need to have your PRSI number to hand. Give them a ring. They won't give you the information over the phone. They'll check with some ID questions with you, and they will print out your PRSI history, which will list what stamp you're getting, what credits you're getting. Very helpful. I would advise anyone over 40 or 50 to look for that PRSI record now. It gives you an idea of where you're heading with your pension, as well as where you are at the minute with credits and contributions. So I'll give you those details again, but PRSI records in Buncrana will work that out to you. It can take 6 to 8 weeks to get that out, but it's well worth getting.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Everybody, over a certain age, particularly.
Okay. That's how do I check if I am titled? We just covered that. Right, we hit on it earlier on in the conversation, the difference between contributory and non-contributory. Do you want to go into a bit more detail about that?
Yeah, sure. There's just one other credit that, while I have it in front of me, is sometimes you get asked about the home carers scheme. There's people that stay at home with young children. Am I getting a credit? There is a homemaker scheme which came out in 1994, just after I had gone back to work after my children, so it doesn't apply to me. But if you give up work to look after children under 12, you can get a credit from that date. You don't need to register. It'll go through the child benefit once you're collecting child benefit for a child under 12. There is also a homemaker scheme inquiry number that you can check as well. Actually, it's the same. Yeah, it's the same number, 471-5898 or 1890-690-690.
And that's for
homemakers. If you're at home, you two or three children, you gave up work and you're getting child benefit, you may also be getting a homemaker's credit up until the youngest child is 12. So check that out with them. Now, it may not be an actual credit as such. What they're saying is when they go to sort out your pension when you're 60-something, they will disregard those years that you were rearing children.
Now you mentioned,
so check that out too.
So you mentioned 60-something there.
Oh, yes, so, John, go back to that.
The age, people are confused about it. They're trying to increase the age before you qualify for your pension.
Well, they did increase it in 2012. But anybody out there who was born before the 1st of January 1955, then it doesn't apply to you. You're still going to retire at 66. So 66 is the pension age in Ireland to get your state pension, male or female. Everyone's the same, 66. However,
if you're born before 54.
Before January the 1st, 1955.
55.
Yeah. If your birthday is the 2nd of January, 1955, right up to the 1st of January, 1961, so you were born between 55 and 61, I'm afraid you're going to have to wait till you're 67 to get your pension.
Yeah.
Male or female, everyone the same. And then for other people, this is me in this category, born after the 1st of January, 1961, and there on up, we have to wait till we're 68. So those changes were made.
They're actually in place since
2012. I know, you see, a lot of people don't know about it. They don't think about it until they're heading to 60. A lot of people assume, some people still think it's 65. No one, nowhere in Ireland now will you get your pension at 65. At the minute now, it's 66. And anybody coming near retirement age, they're fine. They're going to be 66. But if you're a little younger, and as I say, your birthday is 1955, you're going to be 67. And if your birthday is 1961 up, that's me. So that's really anybody now nearly over 50. We have to go till we're 68, age 68. Yes, and that's okay. That's,
and
there.
That's there now. That's legislation. There.
Yeah, I can't see it changing, to be honest, no matter what government comes in.
Yeah.
Because we're all living longer, they say. We're living longer, we're healthier, and we can go further. So they say. Yeah. So they say. So yes, that your pension age will depend on your date of birth.
Now, say a man was getting a pension and his wife was working part time. Would that affect his pension? I suppose if it's a means tested pension, it would.
Yeah, if it's a contributory pension and it's based on all his stamps, no, it's not going to affect his pension. If it's non-contributory, it will affect it if it's over €100 a week. So there is limits that your spouse could be still earning. I'll talk now about the contributory and non-contributory. It can be confusing, but I'll try and be clear about it. The contributory is simpler, okay? It's based on your stamps. You've been working away. At the minute, you need a minimum of 10 years to get a contributory pension, and that would be a low rate. Again, I don't want to confuse people, but in 2020, which is only 5 years away, there is proposals that they're going to increase the amount of stamps that you need to qualify. So again, it doesn't affect you if you're going to retire in the next 5 years. So you don't have to worry.
And say a person worked 20 years ago and had 10 years stamps.
Yeah.
Does that fizzle out after a period of time?
Oh God, no. Does that stay there? That stays there, yes. Yeah. And people often ask me, does it have to be 10 years in a row? No, they don't have to be consecutive. Yeah. It can be any 10 years between the age of 16 and 66. But to get the full pension, down the road, they're looking at you're going to need 20 years to get a full pension. Now, you may have, a lot of us might have 30 years worked up, no problem. Some people, you could have 20 years worked and you could have 10 years of credits. That's fine. You'll get the full pension. But down the road, it's changing. At the minute, they do an average. They count up all the stamps you've paid over your 40-year working life or your 50-year working life, and they work out an average and they see which band you fall into. But in 2020, they're going to actually count how many stamps you've paid, and it's going to count how many years you've worked. It's not going to be an average way of doing it. Over the next 5 years, there'll be more information out about that. But the bottom line is, it's going to count. It's going to be more important how many stamps you pay in qualifying. It's not going to be as easy to qualify for the full pension.
Yeah, and in, what did you say, 2020?
5 years' time.
Yeah. Okay, and that born after 1955 and born after 61. I'm sure people are very surprised to hear that, because I've never heard that before.
I know. Actually, talking to a friend of mine last weekend now, she's, I won't mention her name because she won't hate me to give up her age, but she's 54. And she was quite shocked. She was sure she was finished at 65, and I had to tell her, you've two more years, you know. She couldn't believe it. She was born in the summer of 55, something like that. But she was falling into the other end. She was like, you've just added 2 years onto my working life, and we hadn't even finished a cup of coffee. She wasn't aware of it. So yeah, it is sort of news to a lot of people out there.
It's amazing.
Unfortunately, yeah, we try not to think about it. So if it's a contributory pension and they count up all your stamps that you've paid and all the credits that you've got, great. And hopefully you qualify for the full pension or 2/3 of the pension, as much as you can. If you don't have at least 10 years paid, and what they come back and say, you're going to qualify for a low contributory, you have a choice. You can go for the non-contributory. And the non-contributory doesn't matter how many stamps, how many credits, it's based on your means. So you will get a non-contributory pension if you don't have any other income higher than the pension. So anything higher than 340 euro or whatever the figure is for your family. The reason why a lot of people wouldn't qualify for non-contributory is they apply and they might own a second property and they're getting a rental income, you know, maybe 700-800 a month or something. They've got rental income. One of them has a private pension. They have huge savings. There would be reasons, there would be means that could rule you out for the non-contributory. So a lot of people will try and go for contributory. Even if they only get a half a pension, then they're not means tested. But everyone will get a pension of some description at the moment. Don't panic.
Right.
And wives or husbands who are at home for 20, 30 years and not working, there's many house husbands there, they can go for their own non-contributory or they can go on to their spouse's contributory, whichever one works out the best. Financially, social welfare will give you the option. Pensions in Sligo will give you the options, whichever one is paying highest.
So if you go on to your spouse's pension, it's paid to your spouse?
No. You, that was changed about 5 years ago. It can be paid to you. It's their claim, but they split it. You get your portion, he or she gets hers. You can get into two different bank accounts or two different post offices, or you can have the one person, the claimant, picking up the two. Totally up to you. Yeah. No, you no longer have to have just one person going to the post office. So there's no panic there. Again, means tested. Some people come in and say, oh, I have 50,000 in my savings. Will I get a pension? Is that going to stop me getting a pension? It's anything over 20,000 will start to reduce it slightly. But it's not huge. I'll give you an example here. If you had savings of 40,000, you would lose maybe 30 a week off your pension. You know, you're not going to lose a whole lot. And then means can be split between a husband and a spouse, 20 each, depending on if it's a contributory or a non-contributory. So it's difficult not to confuse everybody.
This was always going to be a bit confused.
You will get a pension of some description. I would certainly advise everybody over 40, certainly if you're in your 50s, to go and get your PSI record from them in Buncrana, because that's quite helpful and it'll give you an idea. You get this statement and you come in and it makes no sense to you. You can bring it in to us and we can give you an idea of what it means. We cannot give a pension forecast, but we can just give you an idea of where it's going. You know, because some people, before we've talked about credits, I've talked about credits and how important they are. If you give up your job, if you leave your job at 60 and you might get social welfare, you might get job seekers for 9 months, and then you go back and you can't get any other payment because your spouse is working or you have other income. So you read somewhere at the bottom of the page about credits, but you don't understand it and you don't do anything about it. It's always important, if you're given the choice to sign for credits, is make sure you sign for credits, because those credits can be added. They can help bump up your figures when they do your assessment for your pension. So as I say, there could be some people out there who did retire early. They didn't bother with the credits. There's a 5 or 6 year gap and they've lost that. So if you have a chance to sign for credits, make sure you do.
Okay. Unfortunately, now we're nearing the end of the show. And the number there, the best thing to do is get a record of your PRSI contributions. And that's 471-5898 or 1890-690-690. So that's the best thing to do. That'll sort of...
Absolutely. It'll give you an idea, yes. And you can discuss it with them. When you get your record, even, you could try and discuss it with them in Sligo. As I say, we could talk about pensions for a couple of hours. It's quite complicated. Yeah. But if anybody wants to come in and speak to us or give Citizens Information a ring, I'll give you our contact number, 0761 078190. That's ourselves here in Coolock. 0761 07 4000 4000 is Citizen Information Call Centre, which is 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. at night, if you're working and you can't use the phone that handy. Just want to remind people as well, citizen information here in the Civic Centre. We are open from 9:30 to 1 and 1:30 to 4:30. We also have a couple of outreach clinics. So if it's easier for you, we have a little stand in Beaumont Hospital every Monday from 9:30 to 12:30. You get to speak to one of the information officers there. Omni Shopping Centre, we have a stand there every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 12:30. We also have some very handy clinics, all free. There's a free accountancy advice service, CAVA. It's a chartered accounts advice clinic, and it's the first Tuesday and the third Thursday of the month. You have to contact us to get an appointment. And we also are doing the free will service, which is by appointment only, every Friday morning, 9:30 to 12:30. We have a solicitor coming in now on Friday mornings. If you need a free will, contact us and we can put you in the appointment book.